Leaders. The aircraft industry. Plain truths. The crash of Ethiopian Airlines flight ET302 shows why a golden age for the world's aircraft duopoly may be over.
When a Boeing 737 MAX 8 crashed near Addis Ababa after takeoff on March 10th, 157 people lost their lives. It did not take long for the human tragedy to raise questions about what went wrong. That has fed a crisis of trust in Boeing and in the FAA, the American regulator, which, even as its counterparts grounded the MAX 8, left it flying for 3 days before President Donald Trump stepped in, suspending all MAX planes. Mr. Trump noted that Boeing was an incredible company. In fact, the crash is a warning. After a 20-year boom, one of the West's most sophisticated industries faces a difficult future. The MAX 8 is one of Boeing's most advanced models. Until this week, it has been a commercial triumph, with 370 in operation and 4,700 more on order. The 737 series makes up a third of Boeing's profits and most of its order book. That performance caps an extraordinary 2 decades for the Boeing and Airbus duopoly, as a growing global middle class has taken to the air. Over 21,000 aircraft are in use. A new plane is delivered every 5 hours. Boeing has slimmed down its supply chain, and Airbus has asserted its independence from European governments. That has led to a shareholder bonanza. Their combined market value of $310 billion is 6 times bigger than in 2000. And their overall safety record has been good, with 1 fatal accident per 2.5 million flights last year.